Hey everyone, I'm Dr. Lori Beth Bisbee and welcome to the A to Z of Sex. I am a sex and intimacy coach and a psychologist, and I've spent the last 30 plus years helping people to create meaningful and hot relationships. We are working our way through the erotic alphabet one letter at a time. And today the letter is V, and V is for vibe. Joining me today to talk all about vibrators is Raylene Toskoski. Raylene's been with me before. Raylene developed her unique mix of sex ed and stand-up comedy in living rooms throughout New England. For 12 years, she's educated women about how their bodies work and why they work that way. And along the way, she's gained some hilarious universal truths and insights that leave her guests roaring with laughter and a sense of relief that it's not just me. Stand-up comedy sex ed is about taking the living room on the road and letting everyone hear what we've been talking about in private. Welcome back to the show, Raylene.
Thanks for having me back. I always love being on your show.
It's such a pleasure. And it's so wonderful that you are available at short notice because, you know, when you lose a guest, and it's more interesting for people to have us both talking. And this is a topic you know about.
I know a lot about vibrators.
That's right. So today we're going to talk vibrators. I specifically want to talk app controlled vibrators and remote control vibrators because I've recently been using a lot of them, which is not something I had experienced previously. In a relationship during lockdown, app controlled vibrators are a definite thing. Cannot speak highly enough about the fun that you can have with them. So we'll talk about that today. But we want to talk about that in general, and we want to kind of demystify some of it. I think we've said on previous shows, I know I always tell this story. The first vibrator I ever had, which I used once and threw away, was one of those white hard plastic ones. Do you remember
that? Oh, yeah. Yep.
Yeah, because it was the only one I could get my hands on. I was 13.
Wow.
And it was like, yeah, no, I don't think so. So, you know, these days vibrators are made from wonderful, wonderful materials. And most of the ones I have here are made of really high grade medical silicone, and they're yummy.
Yeah. I didn't get my first vibrator until I was 39, 40. And it was one. It was 2 years after I started selling the products. And one night my husband and I had come home from a bar and we're a little bit tipsy. And I'm like, hold on, I'll be right back. And I ran in my office and I grabbed one that had intrigued me. And he hears me drop the batteries on the floor. He's like, what's going on in there? I'm like, nothing. So then I just came out and I handed it to him and I was like, I like this. And then from there on out, that was just, and anytime I would come up with a new one that I wanted to try, I would just slide it under his pillow and then he would find it and he'd be like, ooh, I found something under my pillow. And I'd be like, you did?
See, and that's so cool. For me, I mean, I tried that vibrator when I was 13 and I went off sex toys until I was in my 40s. I used them a little bit in between, but I didn't own very much. Partly because I do this, I own lots. I like to try things out. If I'm going to recommend something, I want to know what it's like. I want to be able to say what kind of a vibrator, what's good for, what it's not good for. Is it long lasting? I've also, when people ask me to advertise their products or review their products, they send me stuff. So you have no idea. I must have at this point 75 different at least 75 vibrators of some type or another. That's so we're not talking about the other kinds of sex toys I have. We're just talking about things that vibrate or suck, one or the other, right? That's it. I really didn't use anything until I was in my 40s. And the first vibrators that I used were the big fuck off wands. I have a favorite. I love the O wand. It's made by Mr. and Mrs. Toy. It's Mr. and Mrs. Toy.com. And I love it so much that I will sell it. And you can buy it from their website, but if you use my code, you get a 10% discount and I get a fee for selling it. So it's my discount, by the way, guys, is Dr. Lori 10. But I did that because I adore this wand. It's lovely. It's ergonomic, which is great if you've got any arthritic problems. It's powerful as fuck. It's completely cordless and completely waterproof. So it's great. I have a lot of fun with it. But having said that, that was the only kind of vibrator I used for a while, and I didn't really understand what the fuss was about vibrators. So I loved it. My first one was not an Owand. I found that the last couple of years. It's a new one. But it was a Hitachi was the first one. I loved it, but I didn't love it enough to use it very often. It was one of those things that kind of sat in the toy box, and it got used in various situations.
So it's a wand then?
It's a big fuck off wand. I may go see if I can grab it on the break, but it is a big fuck off wand. It's curved though.
Yeah, to make it easier.
It's really ergonomic. I mean, the handle, you hold it in the curve. And so when you're playing with wands, and if you don't know, this is a useful thing to know, wands tend to be fairly heavy if they're powerful. Mm-hmm. The smaller wands aren't very heavy, but aren't very powerful. So if you want something really powerful, you're usually talking weight. Most of the most powerful ones are still corded. So when you're playing with that, you find yourself in this position of how long can you hold your hand in this position, or how long can you hold this thing up, or your partner, how long can they hold this thing up?
Or you can shove it between the couch cushions and just roll right up to it.
Yeah. Truth. So
did you notice in my logo that the microphone is actually a wand toy?
I did. So yeah, you can back up on it too. But it is one of those things, like I didn't really realize there were any other vibrators, but it was about, okay, so I'm 57 now. So it was about 5 years ago that I discovered some of the clitoral toys that I had never discovered before. I love these toys. I love these toys. And so for me, masturbation never involved a toy.
Not
up until
either.
Then. Masturbation was always my hands. A toy was something I played with. Yeah, fingers.
It was the joke, you know why you can't masturbate with these two fingers?
Why?
Because they're mine.
It's awful, really. Thank you. That's all I used were my fingers or my covers or whatever, right? But never really used a vibrator. That was something I did with a partner. And then I discovered various kinds of clitoral toys, and they became my go-to. I have two particular favorites that are not app controlled that are just like my private toys. One of them is actually made by Tenga, which usually makes men's toys.
Oh.
And it's called the Midori, and it because it looks like a pear, but it's really soft and squishy and beautiful. It's wonderful. It's soft and squishy and it's fabulous. And the other one is Dame's Palm, and it's that's POM, and it's because it takes the curve, it nestles in the palm of your hand, and it has also got some softness to it. So it's not, sometimes the edge of the toy is really hard. I don't particularly like that when masturbating.
Right.
Other times, yeah. So those are my two favorites, except for this really interesting one. This one's by Unbound. I'm going to show you this. So this is one that vibrates. I don't know if people can hear it, because I know you guys are listening and not watching, but you know, I am going to put this on YouTube. So this one vibrates when you squeeze it. So this is a fabulous toy to be doing writing with and have between your legs and squeeze and release and squeeze and release. And you can program it so it remembers a pattern, but I don't, because I like to play with it just as is and squeeze it. So that's a really fun toy. And the company is Unbound.
We've got one that our secret touch line, and it doesn't vibrate until you touch it. They're not squeezy like that, but it makes it so the joke I tell at parties is, so when your kids bust in on you, instead of you trying to find the button, just drop it and it'll stop vibrating.
I love that though. Actually, you know, that's a thing, right?
Right.
When somebody knocks at the door, maybe it's not even busting in, but somebody calls your name or knocks at the door and you're having a quiet little wank.
Right.
You know, and you can't find the fucking button, or the button doesn't work, like a couple of the toys. Okay, right. Transparency. I managed to break a palm after a while. I used it so often. And I could never get the damn thing to turn on or off when it was supposed to.
I had a customer once tell me she couldn't get her toy to turn off. And I was like, well, did you read the instructions? Because you have to hold the button down for 3 seconds. It's to make it so that if somebody just bumps you or you bump it, it just doesn't turn off mid-orgasm. But so she was just taking the batteries out of it. And now they're rechargeable, so you can't even, she was just burying it and letting it die.
Let it die until it's, no, this one actually was broken. Right. Yeah. So they actually replaced it for me. But I was one of the few people who's ever done that, apparently. I just overused it, I guess. So we're 2 minutes from break, guys. When we come back from break, we're going to start talking about apps. And I want to show you the toys and talk about the toys and talk about the fun you can have with them. And then we'll talk about people's concerns. Listen, if you've got questions, don't forget to either phone in or write in. We will pick those questions up. I am keeping an eye on the email. If you particularly got concerns around, privacy and things like that, let's talk about that and let's talk about what your concerns might be. So we will be back in about 2 or 3 minutes after some words from our sponsors.
Your life, your health, your network. You're listening to Voice America Health and Wellness.
Become our friend on Facebook. Post your thoughts about our shows and network on our timeline. Visit facebook.com/Voice America. Think you've seen everything there is to see in online television? Let us surprise you. Visit voiceamerica.tv today for sports, health, business, and more on demand 24/7.
Take us on the go. It's even easier now. The Voice America Talk Radio Network has a mobile app for iOS, Android, or Amazon Kindle. Visit the Apple App Store, Amazon, or Google Play to download the app powered by Aircast. It's free and no registration is necessary. In minutes, you could be enjoying your favorite Voice America Talk Radio host no matter where you are, in the car, out and about, while traveling, or anytime you can't be close to your computer. Catch up on the archives you've missed or discover new shows on the spot. Search Voice America at your favorite app store.
Tune in to the Voice America Variety Channel on the Voice America Talk Radio Network. Voice America Variety broadcasts a diverse array of topics, reaching a global community. Our experts come from all walks of life, and the topics they discuss are everything from current events, arts and entertainment, leadership, parenting, relationships, self-improvement, career advice, and a variety of other topics. Check us out today. You're sure to find something of interest. Voice America Variety. Talk on today's hot topics.
This is the A to Z of Sex, featuring Dr. Lori Beth Bisbee. We know you have questions. We welcome you to call in to 1-866-472-5792. That's 1-866-472-5792. Feeling a bit shy? It's okay. Dr. Lori Beth loves to read your emails too. Send them to Lori Beth at drloribethbisbee.com. Now, more of the A to Z of Sex.
Hey everyone, welcome back to the A to Z of Sex with me, Dr. Lori Beth Bisbee. And this week the letter is V, and V is for vibe. And I have the amazing Raylene Tuskowski with me, and we're talking vibrators. So I said before the break that we would talk about app control devices. So what's the thing about having an app? Well, having an app means that either you can control it by app, but I can't ever imagine doing that. If I'm masturbating by myself, I'm using the vibrator and controlling it with my hand. But your partner can use the app to control it. If your partner's in the room with you, that's cool, but it's more of a gimmick. I've got one more over there I should probably bring over here too. It's more of a gimmick. So some of them have remote control devices, they're Bluetooth, so you can control them close to you. The app comes into its own at a distance. So you sign up on the website, on the app. The two that I have are WeVibe and LoveSense. So those are the toys I have. Use either the WeVibe app or the LoveSense app. And you sign up on the app, and then you can give control to somebody else. You can share control. You can give control. You can send an invitation to somebody. They will have to download the app themselves. But anybody that you send that invite to can control your vibrator.
It can't get hacked like Zoom.
They don't tend to get hacked. When they get hacked, the vibrators don't get hacked. What has been hacked at least once with one of them was email addresses. And people were concerned about the
person. Make a new one on Google.
Yeah. People were really, really concerned about the personal information. And I mean, I think you do need to be real. Anytime you use an app for anything, they are collecting a certain amount of data. They will, they have a privacy policy. Read the damn privacy policy. Most companies only keep your certain bits of your data and not other bits of your data. And they only keep it for a certain amount of time. If you don't want anybody to know that you play with a vibrator with a partner, and then, there's a minuscule risk that someone will find out, then you probably shouldn't use an app.
No, just make a new email address. Like I'd make raylenesextoys@gmail.com. That's not a real email address. At least I don't think so. And then you can just log in with your secret one and nobody else will have that information.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely, absolutely, absolutely. So let me show you a couple of these toys so we can talk about them. Okay, I'm going to start with one that I didn't think I would like, but I've discovered is phenomenal. So this is a LoveSense toy. This is a toy that's quite easy. LoveSense you can get in many countries, in the U.S. and the U.K., but you cannot get the whole range easily in the U.K. So if you're in the U.K. and you want this toy, you're not going to get it from lovesense.co.uk. You're going to find it somewhere else like I did. But this toy is easily available in the United States, and this is called the OSCI, O-S-C-I. And it's bent, right? It kind of looks like, it's not an S because it's not bent that much, but it would be an elongated S. Is that a fair description?
Yeah, it's exactly.
Right?
Like a wave.
It looks like a wave. And this toy is a G-spot toy. That's what it's billed as. Now, I'm not a big G-spot girl, right? I don't buy toys to stimulate my G-spot. I never have. But I liked the slenderness of this toy. And I liked the shape. And I thought, well, I'll try it and see what happens. So
is that tip flat?
No.
Looks like it curves in.
It's got like a circle and a
nestle.
And feels like a ball under there, right?
Oh.
Let me see if I can do it. If I can turn the darn thing on. Go on. She can't even
Now, these app-driven ones, you can also just use them with their own buttons.
Absolutely. You do not have to use it with an app, but I can't figure out how to turn it on, so it's going to take me a minute.
Try holding the button down for 3 seconds.
I did. Oh, it's looking to connect. I don't want it to connect. I just want it to do its thing. All right, I'm going to make it connect to my app. Let's see.
That's literally the advice that I give to anybody who buys a toy from me, and then they say, it won't turn on. I'm like, did you try holding the button down for 3 seconds?
Yeah, so I'm doing close range, and I'm like, oh, close range right now. Your toy is not currently connected. Yeah, I got that. I figured that out. Thank you. Okay, now it's trying to connect. It'll find itself somewhere. Come on.
So
one of them is connecting like really quickly, and this one is like, oh, I'm going to take my time.
It's a teenager. It's trying to find itself.
Yep. It can't seem to find itself. Yeah, that's you. I'm just going to hold the button down forever. No? They're not connecting very easily to the app today. I do not know why.
Because you're trying to talk about them.
And that's right.
Being a pain in the ass.
So. Anyway.
My husband does travel a lot. So a remote control toy like that seems like it would be handy.
It is handy. And it's annoying me that I'm not able to show you easily how it works, but it will decide it's going to connect while we're talking. It's an amazing, it's an absolutely amazing feeling. It, the ball in there, the whole thing vibrates and it rumbles. It rumbles like hell. It's got a whole bunch of different patterns and a number of different intensities. So I adore this toy. I find this toy so cool. And I just like, I can't tell you enough. I just adore this toy. It's so much fun. Again, I don't know why it doesn't see it. I'm going to tell it to find it. Here we go. It's looking for, it found it. Hurrah.
Well, I think this might have been more operator error than toy error.
It was operator error. It had nothing to do with the toy. So this is the thing, guys. You know, sometimes it does disappear from your app and you've got to put it back on. The thing is I would love to be able to make it vibrate without having to connect it to the app, because it can work on its own. But I couldn't figure out how to do that. So right now I've got an Aussie. The toy is connected in the app. It's close range. What does that mean? Oh, cool. So I can tell it to do things.
What's it called again?
Aussie, OSCI. And it is a G-Spot toy from LoveSense. Here we go. I'm going to put the vibration up. Now, you can hear the level of sound. It's not hugely loud, but it sure as hell ain't quiet. And if you can see, look, pound, 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 pound. You see it move?
Oh, yeah. Look at that.
Right. So that's hitting the G-spot. Look, I'm going to turn it up to its highest so you guys can see. Now, I'm going to tell you a funny story in a second. Woo! This is the traditional panel. Okay, I've just turned it down. And now I'm going to see if I can remember how to turn the darn thing off. Come on, go off. Or perhaps not. There we go.
Wow,
I turned it off.
This is gorgeous.
This is a gorgeous vibrator. So I was playing with this the day that I got it, and I wasn't actually using it on myself. I was just checking out things, but I was lying in bed checking them out. And my dog sleeps at the end of my bed sometimes, and he was at the end of the bed. And I got to tell you that the dog doesn't notice vibrators often, right? Like I can play with all sorts of things and he will just sleep right through it. But you know, when it got to that high level, he heard that and he went, came over to investigate. So I'll just tell you, this is loud enough. You probably don't want to be using it on yourself if there's a dog nearby who might want to come and investigate. So that's the Aussie. Like I said, this is a brilliant toy. The first time I used it, I was quite surprised. The first time I used it, I didn't have control over it. My partner had control over it.
I've never had control over my toys, honestly. My husband, I just slip them under the pillow, and then he's like, "Ooh, look what I found." And I'm like, "You did? What are you going to do with it?"
Right. So this is kind of the long distance version of what you're going to do with it, right?
Right.
Go put the toy in. That's, you know, that's a kind of an exciting thing to hear. And then you can combine that with a camera so that you can see each other, or one of you can see the other, because there are all sorts of ways to do this while you're playing with these things. But it's also something that, you know, if you give your partner control, they can turn these things on. You can be wearing some of them all day and they can turn them on when they like. And I'm going to show you my favorite toy for that. It's not an insertable though. I'll show you the insertable first. Okay. So the other Aussie toy that I own is this one. This one is called the Lush 2. Mm-hmm. And it sort of looks like a little whale. It's got a tail, which is how you turn it on. There we are. It's going to maybe connect.
I honest to God have one that looks just like that right behind me. So the tip of it is a little bit different, but the wand with the on-off switch.
So I don't know why it's having such trouble today, but there we go. Come on, connect. There we go.
That one also connects us to the app.
Yeah, so I've connected
mine
it. I've connected this one to the app again. This bit, the tail stays out, and this one has, they call it pulse, wave, I love this, pulse, wave, fireworks, and earthquake. Those are the types of patterns, or you can create your own patterns. So this is what earthquakes is. Let me see what earthquake is. I've never seen earthquake. Come on, show me earthquake. It's not going to show me earthquake because why should it? Oh, there we go. Earthquake. This is earthquake.
Oh, yeah.
It's changing. So it's going, you know, when you do those walking programs on a stair, on a treadmill?
Yeah.
Where you go up and plateau and down and up and plateau. Yeah, that's what this is doing. And it'll go to four times. It goes from 0.25 to 0.4. I mean, to 4.0. So it's got all
just
these
like
really
your
nice
treadmill.
Huh?
Just like your treadmill.
Just like your treadmill. So there's an easier one and a harder one. And you put this is inserted in, and you've got that over there. Now, this is a pulse pattern. It's going nuts right now. It's really funny to watch it on the app. It's going like this. I feel it within the hand. It's a really pretty incredible toy. Again, this is a Love Sense toy. This one you can get off lovesense.co.uk. Another insertable that I absolutely love. We're about 2 minutes from break. When we get back, we're going to pick this back up. I'm going to talk to you about my final Love Sense toy and the companion toy that I don't have, because there's a companion toy for men.
Nice.
And you can make them work together. That's all I'm going to say. So you can make them work together. It's kind of interesting. So we'll talk about that afterwards, and then we'll move to the WeVibe ones. We'll go to the WeVibe ones and talk about those. I'll see you in a couple of minutes after some words from our sponsors.
Your life, your health, your network. You're listening to Voice America Health and Wellness.
Can grief be good for you? Absolutely. It gets your attention, helping you evaluate your choices and relationships. Your losses define who you are. Tune in each week for Good Grief with host Cheryl Jones. Our show features those who have made incredible transformations by grieving their losses. You'll learn how to find your courage and strength. You'll discover the important things in your life and how to let go of things that are less important. Good Grief airs live Wednesdays at 2 p.m. Pacific Time, 5 p.m. Eastern on Voice America Health and Wellness.
Are you ready to live to 100? Join Dr. Joe Casciani and his program that shows us that age is just a number. You can age with fresh and inspiring perspectives, whether it's staying physically fit or keeping mentally fit. With great stories, plenty of advice about successful aging, and brighter outlooks, you just might join those who are living to 100. The Living to 100 Club is broadcast live every Friday at 2 p.m. Pacific Time and 5 p.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Health and Wellness channel.
We're on the pulse of the world with great shows and hosts. The Voice America Health and Wellness channel is also on Twitter. We've got ideas to keep you healthy, breaking health news, and more. Follow us on Twitter at Voice AM Health. That's at Voice AM Health.
This is the A to Z of Sex, featuring Dr. Lori Beth Bisbee. We know you have questions. We welcome you to call in to 1-866-472-5792. That's 1-866-472-5792. Feeling a bit shy? It's okay. Dr. Lori Beth loves to read your emails too. Send them to Lori Beth at drloribethbisbee.com. Now, more of the A to Z of Sex.
Well, so we appear to have connected to a new one. Oh, I can
Yay.
Only see two toys. So I'm going to turn that one off and this one on. Okay. This is called the Nora. This is also a Love Sense toy. This is a rabbit toy. So the part, the internal part has a couple of extra bumps.
Ooh.
And it, look. Look
That's
what
a sexy
doing.
Little wiggle right there.
It goes around. It wiggle, wiggle, wiggles. And there is a button for the other one as well. So they have two separate buttons on this toy. So you can control the pattern of the clitoral stimulation separately from the thrusting. Isn't that cool? All right. So now I'm going to go and look at what the patterns are for this. I've got a wave pattern for this. Oh my God.
That's pretty intense.
That's pretty intense. Right. So in all transparency, I have yet to try this toy. I have not tried this toy, but I am looking forward to it. This toy has an extra special other thing, which is that this toy pairs with the masturbation sleeve for those humans who have penises. And so you can fuck, because you can tie the two together on the app and have the same rhythm to simulate fucking.
Nice.
So not only can your partner control the toy, they can be controlling the toy with their anatomy.
Well, in which case, it's not going to do that sexy wiggle at the end.
I don't. Well, I mean, maybe they can tell it to do the sexy wiggle, but no, it's not. I don't think you're right. You're absolutely right. Again, you know, this is a Love Sense toy. You can get this in the UK as well. It is. They're really well made. I should say the silicone feels really nice. Not all silicone is the same.
Right.
And it's a hard handle at the bottom of this, which is nice. It gives you a bit of extra control. Okay, let me see if I can turn it off.
It's rechargeable, and you said waterproof, right?
Yes, rechargeable. This one isn't completely waterproof. This one, I think, is water resistant.
Okay, so it's not submergible.
Yeah, I don't think this one is submergible. But I may be wrong, because I've only just gotten this one, and I haven't done my full due diligence. Unfortunately, everything only comes in pink. I'm not terribly thrilled with pink, but there it is. It's pink.
Your vagina has no idea what color anything is.
I know. Thank you for telling me, though. So that's my Love Sense collection.
That was for the people listening. Because I get people all the time, and like, oh, I mean, it's a great toy, but it's purple, or it's pink, or it's blue, or it's green. And I'm like, your vagina can't see in the dark.
Yeah. I mean, and it's the truth. It's a kind of silly thing that people are worried about color. So they're fab. I love them. They're wonderful. So that's Love Sense. And the next group of toys are WeVibe. Many of you will be familiar with WeVibe. They're a really well-known company. WeVibe makes a whole bunch of app control toys as well. So what you may have noticed with the last set of toys is there were no specifically clitoral toys. There was the clitoral part to the rabbit, but they're insertables from Love Sense.
Right. Well, wasn't the one squeezy one?
Yeah, but that's not from Love Sense, and that's not app control. That's just one that we can.
That's one that you like and you wanted to share.
That's right. I wanted to share because it was odd. Because it's one that you can control with your
thighs.
Your thighs. But this is
Screw you, thigh gap.
Yeah, really. Exactly, right?
Something for those of us with some thighs.
That's the point. Like, if you're big enough, your thighs are together, you can use it without anybody fucking having any clue.
Exactly.
I'm sorry, if you're really thin, you're probably going to have to make big movements. People will know you're using it. Sorry.
Us fatties can use it at work. Nobody will have any idea.
That's right. Nobody will have any idea. So this is a rather big pebble. When I say rather big, I have some small hands, but this is a couple of inches in length.
Mm-hmm.
It does. So again, if you have a larger vulval area, this is really nice. A lot of toys are made so small that if you have any extra flesh in that area, they go in and you don't see them again. Right? This is not one of those. And so this one has some nice patterns. See if I can get it to turn on. I don't know why they make the on buttons on these so difficult. There we go. All of these are rechargeable, guys. So you can hear it. It's kind of nice. Let's see if I can get it to go up. I don't have it connected to the app at the moment, but it has an app. And so somebody else can control it. Now you may notice it's quiet.
Nice and quiet.
This one's really quiet.
And you said, is it waterproof?
Yeah, this one, I think it might be water resistance. I'm not sure. I have to check it. But this one, if you're not going to be moving around a lot, you could stick this in your panties,
mm-hmm.
right? And just wedge it there. And then your partner can control it via the app while you're sitting at your desk. Then this is a new one. And I was really excited to see this one. See what you think of this. Have you used any of the sucking toys? I think you said you don't particularly like clitoral toys.
No, I don't. But I've heard of them. Is it the womanizer that's coming up?
It's not. This is WeVibe's version of the womanizer, and it's app controlled. And okay. The womanizer is not app controlled. Now, one of the nice things about the womanizer is that it has different sleeves that you can put on to get to so that it fits around clitorises better.
Right.
Again, just for the people at home, those of you who are playing this game, not all clitorises look the same.
Right.
They're not the same size. Some of us have very small ones that are well hidden. Other people have very large ones that are very easy and out front, and all the stages in between. So not all toys work for everyone. And the sucking toys in particular can be a little bit difficult to get to fit.
Right. Womanizer. And you should use lube. Otherwise, if it gets a good suction, it'll give you a hickey on your clit.
Yeah. Let's be clear about this. I didn't say this for any of the toys. Use lube. You remember we did a show on lube. Always use lube. Always use lube with your toys. Please.
I did have a customer who bought our version of that. And she's like, it sucked right on. And it was like, I thought I was going to get a hickey. So I called some of my friends and I was like, what do we do? And they're like, tell her to use more lube. Make sure it gets a suction, but not like a.
Exactly. And some of these, some of these aren't meant to suck onto the clitoris, right? It's using air and it's meant to suck.
Yeah.
Did you feel the suction? You shouldn't have your clitoris so deep in it. Right? Otherwise, it really will hurt. So one of the reasons why I'm not thrilled with Lalo's version of this is because it hurts like hell. I mean, it'll suck on and never let go, even with a lot of lube. Yeah, it's you have to start at the lowest setting no matter what your normal level of sensitivity is.
So but does that one vibrate and suck, or does it just suck?
This just sucks. This one's quite loud, though. This one sounds like a plane taking off.
Put it on your finger so we can see the suction. Well, will it stick to your finger if you lay it flat?
No, because it's not supposed to do that. That's not the idea. I mean, it will suck, but the idea is it uses the air. It should be gentle. It shouldn't be intense.
Right.
Intensely hard, right? The whole purpose is that it should be gentle. But you can hear it. Can you hear that?
Yeah.
The suction there. So this is WeVibe's version. So the pros, this is app controlled. Again, your partner can now play with your clit with this, which is great. So you have an option other than insertables. It doesn't have a variety of sleeves, so it might be harder to position than the womanizer, which has, there are a whole bunch of different versions of the womanizer. There's one with a very long handle that's really good if you do have a very large stomach so that you can get it in the right place.
Oh, I was thinking it was for COVID so that your partner could still touch you, but maybe 6 feet away.
Yeah. No, it was made for curvy women so that, that curvy women could use it. So you can position it better. There are small ones that are travel ones, but all of them come with a variety of different caps, as it were, to go around the clitoris. And so you just can change them until you find the ones that feel the best, that you like the most. But again, lots of lube. I love this for the app-controlled nature of it. But as far as the suction toy, it's okay. It's not the best one. Then, and this is probably one of my favorites because of what it is. This is called the Moxie.
Ooh, that's a teeny one.
This is a clitoral toy, which I am going to turn on. It's quite a powerful one.
Yeah, it sounds like it.
It is. It's quite powerful, and I don't have it on the highest. Here we go. There's the. You hear that?
I've learned the secret because for some reason, whenever I turn on a toy, I push the button three times because I don't ever want to hand them the smallest one. But I have to train myself to not hand it to them on the highest setting because everybody's like, "Whoa!" and they drop them.
Yep. Then there's a pulsing. So this has three levels. I love it. Sounds like a lawnmower to me. And a bunch of patterns.
It seemed nice and quiet, though, so that's good.
It is nice and quiet. And this is one, again, it's app-controlled. I can't get it to turn off, so it'll be fun. It might be going for a long time. Still going. I'm just trying to hold it down, waiting for it to go off. It's not going. Ah, there we go. But this comes with a couple of magnets. Now, why do we have magnets?
Oh.
These go on the outside of your panties. So I know lots of you are going commando during lockdown and when you're shielding, when you're working from home. But this is a reason to put on panties.
Big full butt panties.
That take these, and you put this against the clitoris, and that, the panties in between, you position it how you want it, and this will hold it in place.
Wow.
And then it's out of control, so your partner can fuck with you the whole day. One of my favorites. Absolutely amazing.
I could just imagine I'm in the middle of pouring a glass of wine. All of a sudden it turns on. Ah! Everybody's like, what happened? Nothing.
Well, I have had the experience of it turning on when I didn't expect it, let me tell you. of one of the insertables turning on when I didn't expect it. And I had to, I was in a seminar and I had to keep a straight face.
You knew it was coming because you put it there.
Well, you know, I did put it there. But seriously, it was not easy. So we're a couple of minutes from break. When we get back, I'm going to show you my last two app-controlled toys. And we're going to talk some more about vibes. And we're going to remind you about lube again. But we're going to, I'm going to tell
and
you
toy
about
cleaner.
Yes. And we're going to tell, I'm going to tell you about a couple of toys I don't have. They're anal toys that I don't have. I'll tell you about one that I do. And we'll see where we go from there. And we'll be back in a couple of minutes after words from our sponsors.
Opinions, options, answers. You're listening to Voice America Health and Wellness.
Over 20 million people in America struggle with substance use. This impacts both the people who are using and loved ones who are trying to help. Still, there is hope. Tune in to the Beyond Addiction Show with host Josh King. You'll hear from experts and get the real information you need to understand and assist in change. Change can be hard. It doesn't have to be confusing. Tune in every Thursday at 4 p.m. Eastern Time and 1 p.m. Pacific Time on Voice America Health and Wellness.
Have you had a chance to check out Voice America's online magazine and blog? If you love our hosts and shows, check out articles that give an even deeper perspective, plus topics about health and fitness, movie reviews, philosophy, business tips and tactics, spirituality, positive thought, current events, and even more about your favorite hosts. It's just a click away at blog.voiceamerica.com. That's blog.voiceamerica.com. The Voice America Press Blog. All access, all the time.
Do you feel that you aren't at your best when it comes to your personal health? Even if your doctor gives you a clean bill of health and says everything is in working order, perhaps you aren't feeling at the top of your game. Dr. Rebecca Risk overcame pain and fatigue despite all tests to the contrary. Learn how she put her health back on track and how you can too on Falling Through the Cracks, live every Monday at 9 a.m. Pacific Time, 12 noon Eastern Time on Voice America Health and Wellness.
Become our friend on Facebook. Post your thoughts about our shows and network on our timeline. Visit Facebook.com/Voice America.
This is the A to Z of Sex, featuring Dr. Lori Beth Bisbee. We know you have questions. We welcome you to call in to 1-866-472-5792. That's 1-866-472-5792. Feeling a bit shy? It's okay. Dr. Lori Beth loves to read your emails too. Send them to LoriBeth@DrLoriBethBisbee.com. Now, more of the A to Z of Sex.
Hey everyone, welcome back to the A to Z of Sex with me, Dr. Lori Beth Bisbee. And are we at part four already or are we at part three? We're at part four.
Part four.
For Vibe. And I am here with the amazing Raylene Kaskowski.
Hello.
I am pronouncing your name right these days. It's amazing.
Yes, you are. It's just that whenever we talk, we blast through so fast that it's like, how are we done with an hour already?
I have no idea. So I was going to talk about the last two of my app-controlled vibrators, and I discovered that the one that I haven't even got to use yet is not working. So I'm going to have to try and get the warranty invoked on this. But this is the WeVibe anal toy. As you can see, it's slender and not really obtrusive. Looks like a lot of fun. Again, you connect with this one with the WeVibe app. And so I think it's nice because it is an anal toy. And I'm just, you know, I love the internet. But just for a second here, I'm going to load up, excuse me, my favorite sex toy shop in the UK, which is Shush Women's Store. It's Women's Erotic Emporium, excuse me. And I'm just going to bring them up because they have another anal toy that might be app connected. So I'm going to go have a look.
I was just going to Google that. And then I thought I really do not need Google to save in my history app connected anal toy.
Oh, come on, guys.
I don't want to know what kind of advertisements I would start to get.
Oh, I don't mind. So we've got vibrating anal pugs. I mean, I don't care, right? I mean, this is what I do for a living. So if I get funny advertising, I'm happy. I'm looking for, what am I? Yeah,
well, I've noticed that if my husband looks up something, I get advertisements for what he's looking up. So I really don't want to look something up and then have it pop up on his phone.
Yeah, there's one called the B-Vibe, which is a rimming butt plug, but it's not app connected. Yeah. Yeah. It mimics rimming. So that sounds pretty cool, doesn't it?
It does sound pretty cool.
Yeah. It's by B-Vibe, and I can't find this one. Oh, I must not have got it. I thought I got it there. Mm. Okay, maybe I didn't. So I'm going to have to go and look.
Just type in.
B-Vibe.
App connected anal toy.
I'm going to do app connected anal toy and see what comes up.
Do it. One of us has to do it.
So I'm going to do it. Here we go. Love Sense, but if they don't have an anal one. Remote control vibrators. Long distance relationship toys. Come on, guys. Yes, we know. UK, how about that?
I know they exist because in the naughty little books that I read, somebody had one on an airplane and her partner was controlling it from his phone.
Oh, that sounds like fun. All right, Ditto by WeVibe. There it is. I knew it was there. So WeVibe has the sync. I have the, hang on. I have the, go on, add to cart. Oh, okay. I'll get it in purple because this isn't working right now. So I'm going to get a new one because the one I've got isn't working. Go on. Products. I'm just looking for the other one that's app enabled. Okay, so I have the WeVibe Chorus, which is a couple's vibrator. So that's one where you can actually wear it while you're fucking because one part of it's outside your body. And if you are a person with a vagina, the other part of it goes in the vagina. It is a little bit fiddly. Again, you know, for some reason, we think one size fits all.
Is that a bendy one that does like this?
Yeah. Yeah.
Right, and I have one like that.
Even though it's bendy, it is fiddly, but it's cool. And, of course, the Chorus has a remote control you can use close by, which is really, really cool, and also has the app control. Then there's the Ditto, which is the vibrating butt plug I was talking about, but there's also the Vector. And the Vector by WeVibe is actually a vibrating prostate massager. This is meant for people who are in a male body prostate, right? This is meant for prostate massage. That doesn't mean that women won't enjoy this, okay?
Right.
You can angle it. You can play with it. It's going to go a little bit deeper. It's completely waterproof. And so is the Ditto, I believe. I'm just going to make sure it says waterproof again. Yep. And just because you asked me earlier, the Wish, which is the broad clitoral vibrator that I showed you before, that one is also waterproof.
Okay. So you can use it in the water, lake, ocean, jacuzzi, puddle in the middle of the road.
Yes. And so just in case you didn't know, so WeVibe also has a G-spot vibrator called the Rave, but I like Love Senses better. They've also got a dual motor clitoral stimulator, which is called the Gala, which is also app controlled. I don't know about this one because I've not tried it. And then there's the Bloom, which I had not realized was app control. I do actually own this.
Oh, all right.
Right. And these are vibrating Kegel balls.
Oh.
But I didn't realize that they were app control. Now I know. So I have one more app control toy that I didn't realize that I could use. So that's kind of cool. And I think the Moxie is the little blue one. They've got a rabbit vibrator called Bonova, and they've got a vibrating cock ring. They've got two of them.
Nice.
One that works to provide clitoral stimulation and the other doesn't. And again, these are app controlled, and a wand that is also app controlled. So that's their app controlled collection, and it's rather large. Fabulous fun. We are 4 minutes till close, believe it or not. It's amazing.
Yeah, time just flies by when I'm talking to you.
I know. It's so much fun. So if you have questions that I didn't get to, we didn't answer, that she didn't answer, we'll do it at another time. Please send them in to LoriBeth at DrLoriBethBisbee.com. Raylene, tell them again how they can find you.
You can find me on Instagram at Stand Up Comedy Sex Ed. You can go to my website, StandUpComedySexEd.com. I also, now thanks to you and all of the experience you gave me, started my own podcast called The Stand Up Comedy Sex Ed Podcast. And that's it.
How wonderful. That's fantastic. I'm so glad that you're doing that now. And listen, you know, Raylene talks about all sorts of stuff, and it's well worth listening. And if you want to hear more of her on my show, go back and check out A is for All the Feels, B is for Booty, Booty and Balls. It was Boobs, right. Booty and Balls. And
Lube.
L is for Lube.
Yep.
But those are the three we've done together before. Next week, the letter is W, and I'm not going to tell you what it is. And that's probably because I have no idea what I'm doing next week. I don't have the schedule in front of me. But I really will look forward to seeing y'all then. If you've got suggestions for the show, you know where I am. It's LoriBeth at DrLoriBethBisbee.com. Don't forget, my erotic memoir came out. If you want a copy of Dancing the Edge to Surrender, an erotic memoir of trauma and survival, head over to DrLoriBethBisbee.press. Or just put Lori Beth Bisbee in your Amazon link or your Barnes & Noble link, because it's being carried there as well. There
awesome.
Will be an audio book soon, because we just finished recording it and just finished editing it. And now I just have to submit it and get it up. So if you prefer to listen via audiobook, you'll probably be able to find it at Audible and other good audiobook vendors within the next couple of weeks. I hope you guys have a wonderful week. Enjoy yourselves. Don't forget, pleasure, so important. And let's remember, we're taking sex and conversations about sex from the shadows to the light. I'll see you soon.